Herd takes us up to the top of the hour with Cotton Candy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Thank you. She's got no future.
On Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, Leave Me Alone, otherwise known as Big Old Ruby Red Dress. Never understood that song, but it's catchy. Before that, we had Ferrani and Dicer with The Greatest Love of All, originally done by Whitney Houston, I believe. So there you have it, right there. Welcome to hour number two of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Time to take a little road trip. And this week we're going to Tennessee, or something like that. Yes, the home of the now late John Burnett, who was on Channel 2 for many, many years and just retired about 5 or 6 years ago. Wonderful man. But we start our trip in Memphis. If you make a stop in Memphis, Tennessee, you'll want to find the Memphis Museum of Science and History. There is featured a replica of the first Piggly Wiggly grocery store, built in 1916. The replica was not built in 1916, the original store was. Apparently, it's significant because Piggly Wiggly, which is based there, was about as big down there as Giant Eagle is to the Pittsburgh region. So it's known for being the first self-service grocery store. Anyway, the Museum of Science and History also has a planetarium, IMAX, dinosaurs. One patron said they spent 6 hours there one day. That's how intense it is. Keeping with the theme of museums, why not choo-choo your way over to Chattanooga and stop at the International Towing and Recovery Museum? Oh, boy. Every car that's been repossessed. No. It's important. This important site has a history of tow trucks with videos, vehicles, and other exhibits, including the Wall of the Fallen, those who have died in the line of duty towing trucks. Sounds corny, but I'm sure you'll be hooked. In Chestnut Hill, if you're looking for a real gas, why not stop at Chestnut Hill and see Bush's Beans Museum? for a company known nationally, this museum is in the middle of nowhere. But across the street from where they make the delicious, if musically inclined, canned legumes. The museum talks about the Bush General Store beginning in 1891 and how they eventually survived by canning other vegetables. Eventually, actually in 1969, when they that was the year they created the Secret Family Recipe. 1993 was when they shifted exclusively to beans. 1995 was the first year you saw Duke the Dog roll that beautiful bean footage. And by 2000, Bush's owned 70% of the U.S. baked bean market. Who knew such a thing existed? Finally, if you're near Collegedale, check out the new Little Debbie Park. This outdoor extravaganza opened fairly recently in 2023. and is themed around the snack cakes. There is a bronze statue of Little Debbie herself offering a plate of her snacks and oversized fiberglass sculptures of her delicious treats. Brought to you by McKee Bakery. So that's the state of Tennessee. If you have a request for anything in particular, let me know. I'll search it for you. Here's Frank Purcell on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Springtime means beautiful skies, beautiful blooms, and beautiful music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy, Burt Bacharach there with Saturday Sunshine from 1963. Before that, we had Alan Tew with My Eyes Adored You. The Straight Life by Al DeLore, Floyd Kramer with The Gambler, and Frank Purcell with Sir Duke there. Yes. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Germany. It's timber over tinder in a forest in northern Germany, where the bridegroom's oak has connected lovers for more than a century. It has a famous little knothole that's been used as a mailbox since 1892. It even has its own postal code in the forest, some 250 kilometers or 155 miles north of Berlin. Mail carriers from the German Postal Service act as Cupid, delivering 50 to 60 letters to the knothole each month. They must climb a ladder to reach the arboreal mailbox about 3 meters or 10 feet up in the of the 25-meter or 82-foot tree that's more than 500 years old. Visitors to the tree can leaf through the missives, some of which are mailed from other continents, and choose whether or not to become a postal paramour with any of the letter writers. The resulting pen pal relationships have even led to a few marriages, according to the German Postal Service. The oak was first used as a way station between a forester's daughter and a chocolate manufacturer from Leipzig, according to the Postal Service. The forester initially opposed the courtship, so the couple left love letters for each other in the knothole. They ultimately married, with the forester's permission, under the oak's leaves in 1892. And finally, Wellfleet, Massachusetts, a luxury home that's been on the verge of tumbling into Cape Cod Bay due to erosion, has been demolished. The potential collapse of the 5,100-square-foot home threatened oyster beds in nearby Wellfleet Harbor, but a dispute over the removal had it left teetering on the edge of a sandy bluff for months. But recently, heavy machinery rolled in to remove the house piece by piece, with trucks carrying it away. And within a day, it was only a concrete slab, a chimney, and a generator. On one side, it's sad because it was a beautiful house that became a landmark on that place, according to a member of the Wellfleet Environmental Commission. On the other hand, he's happy that it's gone. It's a great relief for the town and the environment. The house itself was built in 2010, pretty recent, on the bayside of the Cape Cod Peninsula. Its original owner sought permission in 2018 to build a seawall to stave off erosion, but the commission rejected the seawall out of concern for unintended effects on the beach and how water carries nutrients in the bay. It also questioned whether or not it would save the house. So there you go. Don't build on the bay of Cape Cod, but you're sure to fall in love. Here's Caravelli and Wigwam. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Sound Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. back where I came from. I've had more than I can stand of watching them destroy my dreams. They picked my brain till it was clean. When I was up, they knocked me down. I ain't gonna hang around. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Johnny Mathis on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, I'm Coming Home from 1973. Beautiful little tune there. Before that, Craig Duncan with his rendition of Rose Garden, and Caravelli with Wigwam, a Bob Dylan tune there. Yeah, good stuff. More stuff coming up here for you on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Frank Chaxfield. This guy's in love with you.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And easy. Francis Goya on guitar there with Woman in Love. Before that, the New Society with We Have So Little Time. Very interesting group, that is. Very interesting sound. nonetheless. Before that, Granada by James Last, John Avery with Shadows in the Moonlight, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass and The Happening, and Frank Chexfield started that set with This Guy's in Love with You. I'm Eric O'Brien. You've been listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Have time for one more here. Here is Floyd Kramer. And Donuts Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Originally by Crystal Gayle. I guess that's Donut Thing. Shouldn't need a steady diet of donuts. Your brown eyes will turn blue. Not saying don't eat donuts, you should, if you like them. But now that it's Lent, you may want to give them up. The end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. That's the Parkinson's doing that to my mouth. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. Yeah, sometimes the muscles get affected in my face. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y9-42. We have 10 weeks to go until the new season. Wow. Seems to me it's a little longer than that. Checked and it's 10 weeks. Wow. Time is flying.
Shop.